Now it's time for Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Paul.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am doing very well.
Oh.
I don't even know if you can call this a song today. It's basically symbolizes the last week. I guess it's a song.
Okay. I'm excited to watch this. I'll see if I can figure out why you picked it.
Okay. It's called The Rising by Bruce Springsteen on Past Week, Next Week.
It sounds like a song.
Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through the darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me.
Is this a new song?
It's an old song.
But it looks like recent footage.
Repurposed for the Biden campaign.
Uh-huh.
On the shoulder, half mile line. Come on up for the horizon. Come on up near hands and mine.
I've never heard this particular Bruce Springsteen song, but I feel like since I have heard a Bruce Springsteen song, that I know exactly how this one sounds and goes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's some hope.
A lot of hope in this.
Yeah.
And I was at a party last night, Chris.
Of course you were, Paul.
Yeah. A Bruce Springsteen song came on, and someone said they hate Bruce Springsteen.
How do you hate Bruce Springsteen?
That exactly was my point.
He may not be your favorite or whatever, but how do you hate?
Yes.
Yeah. Just like I said, that he's not my favorite, and I feel like there's a consistency, a similarity amongst all of his songs. It's not my favorite style, but
right.
I don't hate Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. You're not he's not a musical onion to you.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't completely repulse me. I'm trying to think of a musical act that does. Maybe Slipknot, Korn, that kind of music. Not really into.
I can't think of a Slipknot song.
Yeah, don't. Don't do it.
Okay.
Whoever edited all this together did a really nice job. We went from desperation
to hope.
To hope here. A little Gramsy and a baby. Aww. People bumping elbows. So did they show this at the convention?
Yes.
Yeah, I just looked for the sound bites on Twitter.
You didn't watch it?
Uh-uh. Did you?
I did. Pull parts of the speeches.
We're to let them know who we are, what we stand for.
Heard Biden did a great job with his address on the last night.
And yes, unity over division. It's time for us to lift our heads up, open our hearts, remember who we are. We are the United States of America. I mean it. There's not a single thing we cannot do if we do it together.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say it. This is giving me a little bit of hope.
Yes. When was the last time I started the show with a hopeful song?
I don't recall. I don't know that that's happened.
There you go, folks. Yeah. That was Bruce Springsteen with the Rising, a little Biden commercial in there to symbolize last week. And welcome to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Paul. This is a show where we review the most important thing from the past week and get you ready for the next week. It's your one-stop podcast to keep you updated. It's a real week review. Just listen to us. You won't need any other information outlet. That's our guarantee. If it's Sunday morning, you're watching us on Facebook Live or listening to us on kctkradio.com, you can call the program or text us at 913-735-0060. We are waiting for your call. If you're listening to a rebroadcast of this program Sunday evening at 7 p.m., on Delmarva Talk Radio, or Monday morning at 10 a.m. in Rome, Italy, on Awakens Radio, or Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. on Good Talk Radio. You can still tell us what you think. That number again is 913-735-0060, or you can go to the Past Week Next Week Facebook page. We do want to hear your feedback. Coming up, we have a weekly news quiz, pop culture update, a special feature.
Sure.
I usually say incredible. Headlines and predictions and much, much more. But first, let's figure out what is going on.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, what's going on?
So, pretty obvious why I picked the...
Yeah, I think we kind of unwrapped that one actually during the playing of the song.
Yeah, big convention stuff, really, is how I'd symbolize mine last week. Maybe you start with you, Chris, if you have any good stuff to talk about. I had some clips I want to show about last week.
Okay.
But yeah, the convention.
I'll just get you up to date on my week then. Just a couple of things that stand out. So last weekend, took my daughter down to college at Mizzou, and she texted me maybe Wednesday this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday. It was a day this last week. She texted me a picture of her forearm with her first tattoo on it.
Oh, my.
So I'm like, wow, she's out of the house 3 days, and she has a tattoo. Now, I admire the way she played it off. So what she got tattooed was her gotcha day.
Okay.
The day that we got her in China. So okay. January 8th, 2003 is now tattooed on her forearm. And she texted it to me and her mother and said, "You guys can't be too mad. It's because of what you did that I have this date on my arm."
Wow.
Yeah. So you see how she tried to play us to not get angry about the tattoo. And I didn't, you know. There was a time, I mean, tattoos are everywhere now.
That's
it's just a thing.
I told my daughters I would be very disappointed if they got a tattoo.
Did you really?
I've told them that their whole lives.
Yeah.
So then my oldest gets one on her shoulder, a little sun.
Yeah.
And if I ever talk to her about it, I tell her that I'm disappointed that she got it. At this point, she like looks at me like, "I don't really care what you think. I'm 26 years old."
Yeah, she should.
My other daughter, who's 23,
that sounds right.
Yeah, she got a tattoo, but I don't know about it.
It almost sounds like you do, though, huh?
But I think she's hidden it to where, where people can't see it.
Yeah. Well, my oldest daughter,
her dad.
She got her lip tattooed. On the inside?
What?
Yeah, that's a thing. I guess it doesn't stay very, like a few years, and then it disappears.
Wow.
But Abby got this, and I decided, I'm not going to say, I know that date's important to her. She has told me many times that her gotcha day is more important than her birthday.
Yeah.
She wrote an essay to get into college about how when she was younger, she was angry at her birth parents for, abandoning her. I hate that word. But
yeah, because you don't know what happened.
Because I don't know the circumstance. Yeah. Abandon sounds like, oh, I want nothing to do with you. I doubt it was like that. Mm-hmm. But her essay made me cry. But it was like,
I bet.
For my early years of my life, I considered that my life began on my gotcha day, not on my birthday, because it was on my gotcha day that I know somebody loved me and I became part of a family. And I was a mess reading that. So I know it's important to her. She got it. My initial reaction was to say, "What the hell are you?" And then I'm like, no.
I think it's a challenge that people don't understand is that as your kids get older, that you still view them as your kids, but they're not. They're adults.
Yeah, they're their own people.
I'm kind of going forward with the, I'm just going to tell you what I think.
Yeah.
And
dude, you're an old man. That's what old men do.
Right.
I'm going to tell you where I'm coming from.
And I had a little, we're way off track of it, but I had a little back and forth with my oldest daughter. Cause she, and maybe your oldest is like this too. She wants to do what she wants and then wants to explain to you and have you agree with it. And I explained to her, that's not adult. That's not being an adult whatsoever. You got to do what you want to do, screw everybody else, and be able to explain it.
Yeah.
So there you go. She's thinking about getting a date on her as well of when I abandoned her for getting a tattoo. I abandoned
that's,
her.
That's very abandoned similar date. Tattoos. Yeah. Yeah. So
I physically abandoned her. No, I didn't.
And then, so the other thing that is kind of note. So yesterday, I walk into the living room and Jane's watching some recorded concert, and it's Morris Day and the Time. It's like a recent thing, but there's, I'm like,
how they sound?
That they sounded great. Yeah. Chili sauce. And she's like, I miss live music so much. So I get on my phone and look at events happening around town. Well, lo and behold,
I love them.
Great friend of the show, Colin Ridge, his band was playing last night at Park Place by Town Center Plaza over there in Leawood, where the right across from the T-Mobile campus.
Okay.
They have an outdoor area that's a skating rink in winter, and then they put like fake grass on.
Yes, I know where that is.
Yeah. So I'm like, let's go check it out. So we did, and got there, and it's like, man, it feels normal. There's a band playing, did a great job. We're outside. It was a beautiful evening outside. We get there and we're hungry, so we walk down to the BurgerFi and get a burger and sit outside and listen to the music. Then we go over to listen, like be in the concert. We could still hear it at the BurgerFi, but and Colin's pointing to where his girlfriend, the lovely Jordan, is sitting. She's up to the front on the side on this patio, and we're going to go see her, but there's like so many people.
Yeah.
It feels normal, and it's easy to get lulled into this. Okay, it's fine, but we're like, oof, I don't know. There's too many people. I don't know if there was social distancing. It was more sort of distancing going on, but people were packed in. Just more than we were comfortable with. So it was like, cool, hey, we're outside, we're having a beer, there's a concert, this is great, but we want to like stay in the very back because we're still scared.
I don't know. I think we're gonna have to ease into that. There's too many examples of people not doing anything, so it's good to do that. I went to a party last night, housewarming party, my niece, and we were outside social distancing, so we tried to make it. What was weird to me as far as going back to normal is I had to like wear a shirt with a collar. I mean, I had to, it's just like I'm dressed up. I'm not dressed. I was wearing shorts.
Yeah.
But had to look presentable.
Dude, I get it.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Number one is, boy, are you fat, is what I told myself. And then second, what's going on here? I don't like this. Then the great news was, she's in a little area called Countryside.
Yeah.
And one of the founding fathers of Countryside came to visit her, a young man by the name of Brian LeBeer.
Good guy.
Who should put statues up to him and everything that he has done
for
that community.
Now, is Countryside still a separate municipality, or it's been swallowed up?
I think Brian was instrumental in that.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Instrumental in the destruction of an independent Countryside.
Yes. Yeah, and he's working that way on Prairie Village, and then he'll be working his way across Kansas through the country.
That's to fantastic. Destroy us.
I believe in him. Speaking of destroying us, I said last week that I believe that President Trump is going to try to steal the election.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to win,
mm-hmm.
and then he's going to try to go for another term, and then after that, just put his son in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. And you were all like, You were all like, Everyone was like, oh, he's such a paranoid guy.
See, I don't know if I recall that part of
that's
it.
That's all the listeners were. But
okay.
So,
sure.
So will you listen to this?
Yeah.
Will you please?
I will listen.
Just listen.
Yes. We are going to win 4 more years.
Nice.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Good for him.
That's what you're supposed to do when you're going for a second term.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll go for another 4 years because, you know what, they spied on my campaign. We should get a redo of 4 years.
See, that's dangerous, dangerous rhetoric there.
Right.
Yeah. That's terrifying to me.
Right.
That is just, I want to smash the norms of the Constitution.
Yes.
And
because of something that affected me.
Yes.
We're talking about me.
So, yes, I saw a airplane banner. It was, and pardon the language, folks, but it said, you know, Trump 2020, fuck your feelings.
Wow.
Which is hilarious because the person with the thinnest skin who gets their feelings hurt more than anyone is who?
Yeah. Is baby Trump.
Yes. Yeah. So the irony was funny to me.
Now, I also saw there was a Miles Taylor, who's the former chief of staff for the Homeland Security. He is out saying how terrible Trump was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard any of these clips.
I may have heard some, but
listen to this, folks.
Okay. I am telling you with every fiber of my being that some of the president's closest advisors did not think he had the mental acuity to do the actual job. Huh. We would go in there, again, in meetings, the scariest ones being in the Situation Room. And those are usually ones where I can't give you the details about what we were talking about. They'd be classified. But you would sit there trying to keep your jaw from hitting the floor because you're trying to present the president sensitive threat intelligence and information that he needs to consider, and he can't keep his mind on it. He can't focus, and he fidgets, and he gets confused. But this is the guy that we're thinking, you know, needs to protect our country in an emergency.
So I heard that, and I have actually a tape of my reaction. Oh.
That's a long, protracted reaction. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And so about 20, 25 minutes later,
mm-hmm.
That was just a segment of, I thought, man, we are in some dangerous times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's one other clip from I want to show you from the convention.
Okay.
And I got to show it to you. I'll show it to you guys on Facebook as well because it is a visual. Because if you just hear it, you'll be like, huh? You'll be like, huh? So here is, it's actually Sarah Cooper.
Oh, love Sarah Cooper.
Speaking as the president.
Sarah,
where are they going? Where are these ballots going?
Wait.
Who's getting them? Who is not getting them? Little section that's Republican. Will they be stolen from mailboxes as they get put in by the mailmen?
Mailmen.
Will they be taken from the mailmen and the mailwomen?
Larry Bud Mailman?
Will they be forged? Who's signing them? Who's signing them? What, are they signed at a kitchen table and sent in?
Yeah.
Be counterfeited by groups inside our nation. Will they be counterfeited maybe by the millions by foreign powers?
Let me put this in my own words. I've heard Donald Trump say some pretty unhinged things. I've heard them over and over and over again. But nothing is more dangerous to our democracy than his attacks on mail-in voting during a pandemic. Okay, here's the truth. Donald Trump doesn't want any of us to vote because he knows he can't win fair and square. So whether you plan to vote by mail or in person wearing your mask, it is your vote and it's your right. Don't let Donald Trump take that away from you. For accurate, up-to-date voting information that you can trust, text VOTE to 30330.
You're transsexed, aren't you?
One time, text VOTE to 30330.
Well, she's an author and comedian.
Wow.
So there you go, folks. I mean, he said it, she made fun of it, and then
she got serious. Yeah. Then she brought the boom.
She's adorable, isn't she?
She is, and I can't think of anyone who has been able to use this horrible pandemic to...
And the horribleness of Trump.
Yes, to make... She's really built quite a little career for herself during this whole thing, and she's hosted Jimmy Kimmel. She's going to have her own Netflix special. But apparently she's about more than just the funny.
Yeah, congratulations. So that's what I've been thinking of. Last week, but there is some actual, there's news too from this week.
Oh.
They actually dropped, I don't know if you heard this. There are some live recordings of the president's sister talking about him.
Yes, I did hear about this.
Now, I'm kind of mixed on this because the president's niece secretly recorded him.
Yeah.
Her aunt, her namesake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Judge Marianne Trump Barry, her talking about her little brother, Donald. I don't like the idea of a family member secretly recording stuff.
That bothered me, bothers me as well.
Yeah.
When people are around those that they trust, their family or their close circle of friends,
they vent. And...
Yeah, you vent. You say stuff that you would not say in public because you know it wouldn't be appropriate in that type of setting. Right. So.
But here's what it's funny to me. So here's one.
Oh, okay. Well,
here's Judge Trump. Oh, always got to have a commercial. And it's good because I don't know if you guys ever heard about Google. This is to help you learn about Google.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you ever.
I mean, he was a tough kid, right? He was a brat.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mean tough. That all.
A brat, a temper tantrum, whatever.
I drove him around New York City to try to get him into college. He ended up in Fordham. I got him in somehow. Before I had any real Catholic roots.
Right.
I didn't get him in, but I know he didn't get into college. And he went to Fordham for 1 year, and then he got into University of Pennsylvania. I guess he had somebody take the exams.
No way.
And
he had somebody take his entrance exams?
SATs or whatever.
That's not even the one I wanted to play, Chris.
Yeah, I thought you were going for the money shot here.
Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
Oh, also, you need to learn about Google. Check out a little small company called Google.
I like supporting local.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
goddamn tweet and the lie. Oh my god, I'm talking too freely, but you know, it is the change of stories, the lack of preparation, the lying, the holy but he's appealing to the base. What they're doing with the kids at the border, I mean.
So that's his sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who apparently is no longer a speaker at the Republican National Convention.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Now, you have a very strong-willed, opinionated sister.
I do, yes.
I mean, if you heard that, wouldn't that break your heart first and then be mad second?
Yeah. It would be sad, first of all.
When I've talked to her about you, we've said some terrible, terrible things, but we never recorded it.
Yeah, thank you. As far as you know, who knows, it could come out, but yeah. I mean, the hits just keep coming.
So it just keeps reinforcing. And the convention, the Republican convention next week has, they put like 10 of their key speakers up and like five of them are
Trump's. Yeah.
So folks, you're either a Democrat or an independent or a Republican who's voting for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Trump nationalist.
Yeah.
Your choice. But enough of that, Chris. Did I cover that too much?
No. No, I think this is the perfect time to quit.
What do you mean?
to quit that and move on to an interesting segment.
I was just going to do one of our regular segments that we do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it. Not as much pressure that way.
Okay. Let's review the news from the last week with the news quiz. Yeah. This is where we ask the questions from the Slate news quiz. Yeah. And we try to answer the questions.
Yeah.
You try to learn something.
How did we do last week? Were we at...
We sucked.
God, the last few weeks, we've been about 60%.
Yeah. but we're going to do good this time. I can tell you that.
You said we sucked butthole. God. Ugh.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. Okay. All right, here we are. You ready to get started?
Okay. Question number one.
Michelle Obama addressed the Democratic National Convention on its first night wearing a necklace that spelled out which word? Which word?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's either love or vote.
You don't think it's wig?
I don't think it's wig.
I'm going to think it's vote.
Okay.
And I watched the speech and I didn't notice it.
Okay.
Yay! Okay, we got to get the correct noise.
Oh, yeah.
Or it doesn't count.
Yep, there we go.
Yeah, the former first lady said Donald Trump is clearly in over his head and cannot be who we need him for us. Wow. Okay. Question two. Donald Trump granted a posthumous, is that how you say that?
Posthumous.
Posthumous.
Yeah.
Thank you. Full pardon to which woman for a crime committed 148 years ago?
I know this one.
What is it?
It is the Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, finally. I mean, I can't believe nobody has ever done that, and he's the only one that ever would.
He's got this simple mind, right? He thinks, oh, I'm going to pardon a woman.
Yeah.
This is going to be good for women. Women are going to like this.
Yeah.
Suburban housewives.
Yes. I know. It's just so ham-fisted.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, the Susan B. Anthony Museum, they have the foundation and museum, they said, we don't need it. We're not going to accept the pardon thing to put in their museum.
Oh, I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Somewhere I've got some Susan B. Anthony dollars saved. I've got like seven of them.
Now, the other choices were Carrie Nation and Lizzie Borden. I would have loved that pardon.
Pardoning right? Lizzie Borden.
Now, at the Democratic National Convention, which congresswoman symbolically nominated Bernie Sanders as a Democratic candidate for president?
It's got to be AOC.
It is. Yeah. It is. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes. I didn't see that. What was that like?
She just said, we need to do better, and I'm nominating Bernard Sanders.
Oh.
And I'm like, KFC does sound good. She said that. But then they had to make a thing. This is what the media does. They make a thing that she only got to speak 2 minutes, and she's high profile.
Yeah.
They're abandoning the left. They're letting John Kasich, who's a Republican, talk long. They want to stir up a division of things. But if you watched Bernie Sanders' speech,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't be more complimentary to voting for Biden.
Oh, good. Good.
I mean, he says there's some things that they don't agree upon, but everyone seems to get it, folks. They get that we just got to get rid of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Have you ever seen her speak?
I have not.
AOC?
I've seen her question people
mm-hmm.
as a houseman, and she's really good at that.
Somehow they got away with her really being vilified.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because she's young. She's a woman. She's Latina.
Yeah.
Latina for a woman?
Yes.
And
or Latinx for
yeah
anyone, I
okay.
think.
Okay. And people are afraid of her. Maybe mm-hmm. she's the only one that says, I'm a socialist.
Maybe so. You know? Yeah.
Okay. Question four. We're doing good so far.
So far, yeah. Let's knock on Formica.
Donald Trump has called for a boycott of which company after it banned MAGA attire in the workplace?
Yeah. Well, it's funny that attire was in the question there because it's a tire company.
What is it, Chris?
It's Goodyear.
Very good. Yeah. Again, I'm going to try to remember this phrase you say. It's ham-fisted.
Yes.
The company... they outlawed. They said you can't have any political stuff in their shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mad because he's turning into, is it about me?
I know. God.
And they say, I hope it ends up this way, is that Goodyear's a big company in Ohio,
right.
which is a very important state for him to win.
Yes.
Nice.
60,000 employees in that company.
Yeah. Okay. Last question. We're doing so great. I feel good.
At least 80% this week.
Take a breath.
Yeah.
Slow down a little bit. Okay. Wow. Okay. Which major university was the first to switch back to online classes after reopening in person for a week?
Oh, my God. It's the Tar Heel State, dude. It's the University of North Carolina.
Yay!
Can I tell you something on a personal note that might impact me?
Yes, it's about me!
For the last 3 days, Columbia, Missouri has seen record increases in positive cases.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Where, in the school?
In the city, but the group with the largest percentage increase is ages 10 to 24 years old.
Wow.
I think they are thinking a lot of it was not the sororities so much, but the fraternities had big parties coming back to kids. So now they've banned all those types of gatherings. Hopefully that helps. So.
Now, I have a nephew. We all know him. He calls in here sometimes. His name is Jack, who's all up in your face. Mm-hmm. He's a member of a fraternal organization at the University of Central Missouri.
Ah, CMSU.
This week was rush week.
Mm-hmm.
Or the upcoming weekend, but they've already canceled all the rush activities.
Oh, no.
So maybe in response to...
It may be, yeah. I mean, they did... Their sororities were doing recruitment. Molly had to do that, but it was virtual. It was like Zoom meetings, one-on-one Zoom meetings and group Zoom meetings. So
Man, that sucks for them, doesn't it?
It sucks. And I was talking to Abby yesterday, and she's like, you know, I don't know what to do here. I'm like... Yeah, she goes, I tried to go to a basketball court, but they were all taken. They only allow just a few people at a time in the gym. And I'm like, yeah, kid, you got a weird start to your college experience. Yeah. It will get better.
She's all like, I don't know what to do. I guess I'll get a tattoo.
Yes, exactly.
Because they're fine and safe. All right. We told you what's going on, folks. We did 100% of the news quiz.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Past Week Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Join in on the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060. We dare you.
Hello, this is Vince from Speak Your Mind with Vince Giovanetti. You can now hear my show Monday through Thursday at 9 p.m. on KCTK Radio.
These days, we all probably know of a local business that is struggling to adapt to the current realities. Here's a small way that you can help.
Announcing the Gift Card Challenge.
If you're able, think of your favorite local business and then buy a gift card today.
Buy it online or pledge to buy one as soon as you can.
Every little bit will help.
Restaurants have takeout or delivery. Many businesses have online shopping options.
Participate in the Gift Card Challenge today.
Buy a gift card.
Any amount and show your support for our local businesses in this time of need.
Keep it for yourself to use at a later date or pass it along to someone you know that's on the front lines doing what they can to keep us all safe.
Make the pledge and buy a gift card today. Participate in the Gift Card Challenge.
Post and tag the business you selected on social media and challenge your friends and neighbors to do the same.
Working together, one card at a time, we can all make a difference.
This is Drew from The Week Review with Paul and Drew. Listen to us every weekday at 3 p.m. and our live show on Thursdays at 7 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio, personality-driven radio. We dare you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
Well, Chris.
Yes, Paul.
You know what that song means. What I get to talk about.
Yeah.
I get to talk about Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags.
Woot!
Now, I'm not going to go off on a long tangent this time.
Really?
Like, I've told you about how Rob and I were in college together and he came up with this idea.
Hmm.
I told you about how he joined the Canadian Mounties and became a Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you all this stuff.
Right,
but
yeah,
this is repeatedly. This is just a simple thing. I was out with my dogs the other day. We were walking down the street and one of them pooped.
Really?
And so, yeah. And so I picked up the poop with a Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah. And they're easy to manage. There's handles. It's lemon scented, mm-hmm. eco-friendly, cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
Simple story.
Yeah. Great story, though.
Yeah. I just picked it up. It was easy to handle. Mm-hmm. And then I threw it as hard as I could at the neighbor and yelled, "Get out of here. We don't want your kind around here."
Oh, wow. That's not inclusive.
Well, they're drug dealers, Chris.
Okay. Yeah.
So I recommend that you do that. I recommend whenever your dog goes, pick it up with Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags and then throw it at the local
drug dealer
who sells drugs to kids. Okay? And if you hate drugs for children, go to www.rangerrobshop.com and buy yourself some Ranger Rob pet poopy bags.
I'm in. You sold me.
And it's for pets. So if you have a pet, dog, cat, or bat.
Or bat. Our bat is back.
Petey the bat?
Yeah. Yep, little Petey. He's back. What's interesting, I need to get some of those. A spider has built a web underneath where he stays.
Uh-huh.
And so now it's caught all of the poops. They're all right there in the spider web, but I still got to put them in a bag
at
some point. Yeah.
So you think maybe the spider's trying to take over Rob's?
I don't know.
Is it lemon scented?
The web does not smell like lemons.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Take that, Mr. Spider. So get some
handles either.
Get some. You can get for a month's supply for $8.95 on Amazon. Get them on the website and tell them Petey and Gilly sent you. And welcome back.
Oh, good to be back.
Past week, next week with Chris and Paul.
Yes.
So we had an upright, we had a moving motivational song, and then I brought everyone down with my clips.
Right. Yes.
You brought people down with your disobedient children and their tattoos.
Yes.
But we did well with the
news. We did good with the news quiz, so we ended the first segment on a high note.
Well, here's how we're going to get you back, folks. We've lost you, sure, but we're going to get you back with some showbiz news.
All right. And here we go.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has donated $30,000 to help a teenager study math. Musician Taylor Swift has donated $30,000 to help an 18-year-old student realize her dream of becoming a mathematician. Vittoria Mario set up a GoFundMe page to raise $53,000 she needed to attend university to study math. And with Swift's donation, she hit her goal.
That's awesome. Why is there always a big Taylor Swift when I put together the news?
Is it because you love Taylor Swift
so
much?
I do, but yeah. I do have a criticism.
Oh, wow.
$30,000 for Taylor Swift. That'd be like me flipping you a nickel.
Yeah, right. I mean, but, you know, nice for her to do that.
Yeah, that was very good.
I'm wishing my kids would have started GoFundMe pages and Taylor Swift would have seen those.
I know. Yeah. Come on, Taylor, get together. Now, here's something for you, Chris.
Oh, good.
Selling Sunset stars react to Chrissy Teigen's doubting their status as real estate agents. Chrissy Teigen admits she loves Selling Sunset, even as she questioned whether the TV show stars are, in fact, real estate agents.
Mm.
Now, two Selling Sunset cast members are responding to the model, questioning their credentials. Dava Portes and Maya Vander say they are in the Los Angeles real estate scene, along with working in a few other cities. Now, do you watch this reality
show? I've never heard of it
before. My wife binge-watched this from Netflix.
Uh-huh.
They're on season 3, and these two little guys, I call them little because they're short.
Okay.
And they have the Oppenheimer Group. They do real estate in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their... So it's a reality show where you... It's kind of good because it's a reality show, which is kind of like the Real Housewives, but also it's look at properties and...
Okay.
Like the Property Brothers or something. It's a good combination. But these two guys are pretty smart real estate guys. They're nice guys. They have like maybe 8 hot chicks as their real estate agents.
Probably a brilliant move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I guess Christy Teigen doubts if these supermodels are really real estate agents.
Okay.
And I think it's a fair
so
thing.
So she's not doubting the two guys. It's the... Yeah.
And, of course, they have to say, let me tell you a thing. I really am real estate. Stop it.
Yeah.
You went to a weekend seminar. Check it out if you like reality shows.
Okay. I don't hate most of them. Okay. Hey, but how about this? Jim Belushi believes that pot would have saved his brother, John. Actor Jim Belushi is so pro-cannabis that he's now in the industry and says he believes his brother, John, would still be alive if he had been a pothead. Growing Belushi premiered Wednesday night on Discovery, and the reality show follows Jim Belushi's effort to grow his legal cannabis farm in Oregon. On the debut episode, he talked about his brother, famed Saturday Night Live and Animal House star John Belushi, who died at 33 years of age in 1982. So when I saw this story, it did make me think of something.
Yeah.
And there's a reality show tie-in.
Okay.
Have you ever watched the show Intervention?
I know of it. I've never watched it.
I, years ago, watched it all the time, and then I've watched it some recently. Not one time have I seen somebody called in for an intervention because of pot.
Right.
Alcohol, heroin, crack, cocaine, meth, all, but never pot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he's right. Maybe if he had just been a pothead and not into all the other stuff.
Well, he's right, okay? But it also would be like him saying he probably wouldn't have died if he didn't do any drugs. You know what I mean? To me, John Belushi was an addict. An addict starts with alcohol and they go and they do everything. He smoked pot. I guarantee you John Belushi smoked pot.
Oh, I'm
sure
he did.
As an addict, he needed more.
Mm-hmm.
That was his problem.
Well, maybe it's the...
and if he would have just...
He wasn't a pothead.
If he would have just... Man, what freaks me out about potheads is the ongoing, you know, even, you know, think of Cheech and Chong and these. You think that potheads are lazy? Paul McCartney is a pothead.
Seth Rogen is a pothead.
Yeah. I mean, these guys, there's some potheads that are really driven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
James Franco.
Yes.
That whole Seth Rogen crew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wish that John Belushi would have just stuck with pot and Ghostbusters would have been different.
Mm, yeah.
So there you go.
It's fair.
This one's for you, Chris.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
Oprah is making Election Day a holiday at her company. Oprah Winfrey.
That Oprah. Okay.
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey wants the employees at her network to own the importance of Election Day. So she's giving them a day off. By making November 3rd a company holiday, Winfrey, geez, said she hopes to honor those who fight and continue to fight for our rights. That's good. I wish more companies would do that.
Coca-Cola did that. I saw a tweet about that. Decided to give their folks the day off to vote. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Well, this one, wait a minute. Another addiction story here. Are you trying to send me a message? Carol Burnett, seeking custody of grandson, says daughter struggles with addiction. Carol Burnett has filed for legal guardianship of her teen grandson, whom she alleges has long been living in an unstable, unpredictable, and unhealthy environment. Burnett and her husband of nearly 20 years, Brian Miller, recently filed with Los Angeles County Superior Court to be temporary guardians. The teen is the son of Burnett's daughter, Erin Hamilton. That's sad.
That's a heartbreaking story,
isn't it?
That
is. Yeah, boy.
Feel like you have to do that for your grandson against your own kid?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes me sad.
How old is Carol Burnett now?
I read this and I thought, she's got to be 78?
Something. Yeah, wow.
Maybe older?
Yeah, that's...
Let's check it out.
That's a hard time to be taking. I don't know how old this grandson is, but...
Alexa, how old is Carol Burnett?
Carol Burnett is 87 years old.
Holy moly.
Cow! 26th, 1933.
Yeah, we didn't ask that. Wow.
I'm 52, and I don't want to deal with kids.
I know.
That's amazing.
It must really be a dire situation.
It must be, yeah. Wow.
Finally, in the category of, wow, doesn't she have a great publicist?
In the news again.
Demi Lovato celebrates 28th birthday by launching a campaign to demand justice for Breonna Taylor. I guess no one else has done this. Singer Demi Lovato asked fans to celebrate her birthday on Thursday by joining her in calling for justice for Breonna Taylor. I'm so lucky to be there today and made it to the 28th birthday. Lovato?
What? Wait a minute.
Demi Lovato wrote in a tweet, "Join me in taking a stand for Breonna Taylor, Black Lives Matter." In her social post, she shared a link to a call to action page on another website. Hasn't people been doing this for like 4 months?
Yeah,
everybody.
This has been going on for a while.
How does she get away with being in the news every
she's
5 seconds about nothing?
She's good. Yeah. All right, Demi Lovato. I like that.
Good for her. Okay, we thought we'd do something a little bit different.
Okay,
folks. We thought maybe we'd entertain you. we do a special feature at this time of the show, and we thought, let's go through some of the things that we've been watching or recommend people to watch.
Yeah.
I know people have been outside, but we're getting into fall. You're going to need some more binge things, and we thought maybe we'd just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, give you some suggestions. What can you binge watch when you're bored or completely stressed out of your mind at the state of the world? You know? What can you do to take yourself away?
Okay, so which one do you want to start with, Chris?
I don't care. You pick one. We can talk about it. You going with The Witcher first?
With Witcher. This is Chris's idea of Witcher.
So, or you're going to show it here?
No, yeah.
Okay.
You want to explain it first?
Yeah, so The Witcher is on Netflix, stars Henry Cavill, the guy that plays Superman in the movies.
Okay.
So I was looking for something. I had finished Game of Thrones about a year ago, and I wanted something in that same vein. Let me be clear. This is not Game of Thrones. The scope is not nearly as big. However, it is a fun romp.
It's Netflix trying to cash in on that type of genre.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's got that dark adult fantasy. I don't know if adult fantasy is the right thing to say. It's a fantasy show, definitely geared toward adults, not for the young kids. Let's put it that way. In the same vein as Game of Thrones, I ended up really enjoying this show a lot. It's one that I watched all by myself. I don't know anybody else who's watched it, so I can't talk to anybody about it, but I'd recommend it. We could show
here's the clip.
The preview if you want.
Tales of your kind, Witcher.
Oh, he is Witcher.
He's the Witcher. Okay. Yeah.
You're a mutant. Created by magic.
Is it a different world or is it oldie times?
It's a different world.
Okay. Again, like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Hunting monsters.
They live in a place called the Continent. She is a sorceress, that girl there. And she's something else.
She looks like an evil woman.
Yeah. And much like Game of Thrones, this sort of mixes like who's good and who's bad,
okay.
And it's, you know, harder to tell.
If he's out there, there is still hope.
Now, I tried to watch Game of Thrones. I had a little trouble with who to follow. There's so many characters.
That's where this is a little bit easier.
Because he's the star and he's the...
Yeah.
They say witches can't feel human emotion. What do you believe in? Break the
silence. Evil is evil. Break the silence. Bless her.
Yeah, there are fewer characters to follow in here.
Okay, well, we got it.
Yeah.
So, Witcher on Netflix.
Witcher on Netflix. Check it out. Like I said, I have nobody to talk to about this series, so if somebody would like to watch it and we can, break bread, have a cup of coffee, and talk about it, I would really love that.
Okay, I'll go with my one that I... it was on DC Universe app, and then it was on CW, and it was Stargirl.
Okay.
Stargirl. Here's the preview for it.
The Justice Society must live on. Someone with honor must carry the torch.
I know this has been difficult. The move and
so they just showed.
Hey, that's Luke Wilson.
Life. Yeah.
Hey, sorry, that's just real delicate.
I've not watched any of these DC TV shows.
What are you?
Are they similar to the movies, the DC movies? Similar feel? Oh,
no, they're good.
Okay.
Staff's not supposed to work for anyone except Starman.
This has to be the reason the staff lit up. The staff chose me, and I choose you.
I never thought there'd be another Starman.
Stargirl.
New series coming spring.
Fun?
Okay, so here's the story on this. Any comic book people know this. There's the Justice Society, which is a group of superheroes back in like the 40s in the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
There was a character called the Star Spangled Kid.
Aha.
He was a kid, but his sidekick was an adult.
Okay? Oh, interesting.
Named Stripey. Okay? So, yeah. I mean, that's how simple they... Well... Jeff Johns, who runs DC now, a few years ago, came in and redid that story.
Uh-huh.
Star Spangled Kid became Starman, then got killed, and Stripey, his stepdaughter, finds the staff and becomes Stargirl.
Oh.
So Luke Wilson is an old-time hero, but now he has a new, he's the new sidekick. And you think, oh, that's great, Stargirl. She's a gymnast, a cute little blonde. It's pretty dark, and it goes into DC comic books a lot. All the different old characters.
Oh, okay.
And death and all kinds of...
Yeah.
It was really good. It was really good.
That's
Luke
cool.
Wilson is really great, I think.
Are Zan and Jaina in this one?
See? That's the reaction that I'm trying to stress. It doesn't go there. It doesn't go that goofy.
Okay.
Now,
gotcha.
Now, folks... Let's just be honest with you. If Jan and Zayna were in there, I'd be watching it, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just a DC Comics guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this was really good, and I really appreciated
it. Okay, well, maybe I'll check it out.
Okay. What's your next one?
I see Schitt's Creek there.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, so this one's been a phenomenon.
Your weary head, you'll find comfort and safety at the partially renovated
partially.
Don't forget to say hello to your handsome proprietor, Mr. Jonathan Rose.
Thank you for having us.
John, no. Yes, there will be blood. And yes, you will be horror-struck.
Who wrote that?
I did. Are you ready for a total physical and emotional transformation?
Yeah.
Yay!
What is happening?
I once dated someone who left me for a stuffed animal. I'm not having my big day,
our
big day, compromised
our.
Because Alexis wanted to chill in a tankini for 6 months.
Who's excited, huh?
Oh, huzzah.
Have a very pleasant day.
The truth is that I'm really going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you as well.
As lucky as I feel to have met David, I also feel incredibly lucky to be joining your family.
You know, maybe there's something more out there for me.
My God, Dad!
Thank you, Roland.
There is value in these motels. My family and I have been staying in a motel for the past 3 years. And I wouldn't trade our stay there for anything.
Aww.
Yeah, so they just finished...
The final season.
The final season. It is a great, fun show. The thing I like about this show, the episodes were made for TV in a half-hour format, but then there's no commercials when you watch it streaming, so it's like 20 minutes
where
per episode.
Where can I stream it?
Netflix was where I watched. I'm assuming it's still on there. Catherine O'Hara is a genius. She is so hilarious. But what this also made me realize, I mean, I've seen Eugene Levy and stuff my whole life. And I always thought of him as the supporting guy.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
not really that funny, but he's stable. No, he's hilarious. He is absolutely hilarious. So
I got to be honest with you. I started watching it and I haven't finished it.
Oh.
So I need to go back
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely go back. It's fun and it is a great, fun diversion to take you away from what's going on. It's not dark. It's hilarious. And then, you know, the people that you see in there, they've got that Christopher Guest cachet. They know how to ad lib, improv, and work off each other. And it's so much fun.
Well, I'm going to tell you about a comedy called Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso. And this isn't a streaming one. It's on Apple TV, if anyone has
it. Okay, this is you.
I believe it is.
Wicked. Oh. You coaching foot.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about it.
first. So Ted Lasso is the name of the character played by Jason Sudeikis. And he is a coach, a football coach that goes to Great Britain and becomes a soccer coach.
Okay.
Football, you are a legend for doing something so stupid. I mean, it's mental. They're going to murder you.
This is a bit of news from the other side of the Atlantic. AFC Richmond announced the hiring of their new manager.
What's up with that?
You're an American who's now in charge of a football club despite possessing very little knowledge of the game.
Oh! I know that AFC Richmond is going to give you everything they got, win or lose.
Or tie.
Right, y'all do ties here.
Did you see that?
He must be from England, yeah.
Wales. Is that another country?
Yes and no.
How many countries are in this country?
Four. Like it or not, Richmond are changing the way we do things. And from now on, that way is the Lasso way.
Hey, look, this car's got an invisible steering wheel.
Great song.
Irresponsible. This club actually means something to this town.
You don't think I see that every day out there on the streets?
Are you kidding me?
I think that's what it's all about. Embracing change.
Same thing!
Being brave.
Your decision to bench Jamie was a masterstroke.
I don't think we're allowed to talk like that at work anymore.
For me, success is not about the wins and losses. It's about helping these young fellas be the best versions of themselves on and off the field.
I always figured that tea was just going to taste like hot brown water. And you know what? I was right. Well, thank you.
Welcome to England.
So Ted Lasso.
Yeah?
On Apple TV. Do you have Apple TV?
I don't have the Apple TV.
So here's the thing about Ted Lasso.
Yeah?
It comes on. There's a new one every Friday. There's been four episodes so far.
Okay.
Okay. We used to have this comedy premise. Like Hawkeye Pierce. He was the funny one, but also he was the smartest guy. Then we moved into the Michael Scott era of comedy where, or Will Ferrell, where the main character is just a dumb shit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Well, you think Ted Lasso is going to be a buffoon like Michael Scott, but he ends up, not spoilers because I haven't seen it all yet, he ends up having something.
Oh, okay.
People start making fun of him, and he could care less. He's just focused on trying to help these guys.
Wow.
And it's really cool. And it's fun to watch.
Well, I love Jason Sudeikis, and of course, you know, local kid does good.
I was just going to say that. It's fun. Like, he goes over to England, and he says that his family sent him a care package, and he pulls out an Arthur Bryan's barbecue.
Oh, nice.
He talks about the best place in Kansas City. So check out Ted Lasso.
All right. I want to. I just don't have the Apple Plus.
Oh, well.
They really stuck it to me this time.
Yeah, they sure did.
I also want to watch Central Park on Apple Plus, but I don't have Apple Plus.
Well, maybe you should.
Yeah.
Well, now, what other one you got?
The Boys.
Oh, yes.
Now, this one, so we've had...
I'm excited about this one.
A bit of a superhero theme. Now, let me say... Much like The Witcher, this one is not for the children. This isn't, oh, my kindergartner loves superheroes and Spider-Man. Let's watch this. The premise here is the world has superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And in public, they have these personas of being really good and helpful. But let's just say they might not be as good as they appear at first glance. And mm-hmm. So the boys are a group of folks that have been hurt personally by these superheroes, so mm-hmm. have come together to try and take them down, and the corporate presence behind them that props them up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and this is on Amazon.
This is on Amazon. It is dark and violent, but does have a lot of dark humor in it. Mm-hmm. Fun. Season 2 is coming out, and I cannot wait.
Here's the preview for season 2. Or is this the whole show?
I think this is for season 1. Maybe I don't remember which one this is.
I know those of you who are listening are like, I can't see it. Well, it's just a preview of crazy characters doing crazy things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Justice League, Superman, Wonder Woman, but they're bad people.
But they're, yeah. You got like an Aquaman, you got a Flash guy.
Mm-hmm. And they're terrible, terrible people.
And the, yeah, the Superman guy's the worst. His name's Homelander. And then you got like Stargirl on the far left over there.
Starlight.
She's actually good.
Her name is Starlight.
Yes. Then there's the douchey Aquaman guy.
Now, I got to tell you this. When I talked about The Boys, I'm excited for the season two coming out. I talked to my comic book expert, The Droosh.
The Droosh, yeah.
He doesn't want to watch it because, get this,
yeah,
they've toned down from the graphic novel.
I did some reading up on that, and there was some stuff that they would not let in the television show.
Yes.
Even on a streaming network where you can pretty much do anything.
Now, when you watch that first season, do you think there's anything at all?
You get past the first couple of scenes, and you're like, oh, my God. Yeah. I can't believe that just happened, and mm-hmm. they're showing this.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So that's, and you know, he's such a purist. I can't even watch it. It's like, okay, dude, all just right. watch
well,
it.
Well, good for you, right. Droosh.
Come on, Droosh. So I have recently binged watch an old favorite.
Oh.
It's a show that I think we all know and love called Scrubs.
What a good boy you are, dear God, Judy. How much product do you
Wow, use? Look how old this looks now.
It's like this when I wake up.
2000 when it came out.
Wow.
I'm gonna give you a physical that you ain't never gonna forget. That's naughty.
Never watched this show.
Superman. That's me, Dr. John Doyle.
Well, here's what it's about.
My friends call me JD. I'm an intern at a hospital that could use a little therapy.
I'm watching you.
Sometimes things around here are so strange.
Was that the dad from the middle?
Yes.
Okay.
They could make a TV show about it. They could call it Scrubs. Nah, my job is right here.
So that's Scrubs. I mean, it was pretty, I don't know, was it popular?
I think it was, yeah. I think it had at least a large cult following.
There was 8 seasons of it. I went through all of it. And
oh, wow.
I love it because it's goofy, but also they're really trying to do good in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I found the balance of it very creative.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. And again, back to what you're talking about with your Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
It's mindless fun, too.
Yes. Just a diversion. Just to give you a break from all the craziness and stress mm-hmm. in the world.
And these kids are stressed when they're learning to be doctors and everything they do. And they take a little over the line a little bit. But there is some realism in there. And it's just fun. I think it's fun.
I think fun's important.
So your choices again to share with everyone were
The Witcher,
mm-hmm.
The Boys,
The Witcher on go
the
back
Witcher,
and say
The
where
Witcher
you can get.
On Netflix,
okay.
Schitt's Creek on Netflix, and The Boys on Amazon Prime.
Okay, mine was Stargirl
mm-hmm.
that you can see on DC Universe app or CW. Mm-hmm. They have the repeats. The other one was Ted Lasso, Apple Plus.
Yeah.
I know. Apple Plus is tough, guys.
It's tough, yeah. Not a lot of people have it yet.
Right. And then finally, Scrubs, which is a good old-fashioned sitcom.
And what's that on?
That is on Hulu.
Hulu. Okay. Hulu. Okay. I actually have that one.
Yes.
Rarely use it, but I have it.
Yeah. So. It's fun. So
it is fun.
That is just, we thought we would give you some of those recommendations. Waste your time. And when you're not listening to the Past Week, Next Week show, we recommend that you listen or you watch those shows.
And only those shows.
That's right. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Yay!
looking at the past 7 days so you don't have to. You could join in on the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060.
Do you know if your children are up to date with their immunizations? Hey, fellow Detroit parents, I'm Herman Moore, a former professional football player. I'm lucky to have two amazing sons, but I also know that being a parent requires a lot of work. And one of the most important things is helping to keep your children healthy. To help make sure they stay on top of their game, it was important to stay on top of their vaccinations. The CDC recommends a vaccination schedule that helps protect against 14 serious diseases before age 2. There's a lot to consider when it comes to your child's health, but I know getting our children vaccinated with all doses at the scheduled times is one of the most important steps we can take to help protect them from serious illnesses.
Visit VaccinateOurChildren.com to find information about CDC recommended vaccinations. This message was brought to you by the Henry Ford Health System in partnership with Pfizer.
Hi, Tom Gulley from The Tom Gulley Show here. Listen to the show every weekday at 5 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio, personality-driven radio.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Hi, I'm Buddy, the adorable puppy you adopted from the Humane Society.
Meow. I'm Whiskers, a fluffy kitty, just waiting for someone to love me.
When you adopt a pet, we hope your new furry friend will become a cherished member of your family. And as Buddy and Whiskers will tell you, the key to success is following the rules to love by.
Woof, that's right. Please give me food, water, and exercise every day. To stay healthy, I need the same kind of things you need.
Talk to me. I like hearing your voice.
You're my best friend. Please don't stay mad at me or lock me up as punishment. Remember, I'm probably going to live 10 to 15 years, so take care of me when I get old.
One day you'll need someone to take care of you, too.
A message from the Montgomery County Humane Society. Visit www.mchumane.org for the complete rules to love by.
Be your best friend for life.
Welcome back to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
All right.
I hope you enjoyed our messages, our dead air, everything that we provide you.
We're packing a lot into one podcast.
Right. Hey. You know what? You needed a little bit of time just to kind of soak everything in after
that
special
feature.
Yeah,
I bet people were feverishly taking notes on the programs, what to watch, why to watch it. So that's okay that we gave you some dead air.
Yeah. Well, I hope you relax enough because we're getting you ready for next week, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that with a little thing we call headlines
and predictions. Yeah, oh boy. I say this far too often, but my jokes I attempted to write for the stories this week are weak.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe the week review is the place for you.
Maybe so. But let's just do it. Joe Biden accepted the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination during the final night of the Democratic National Convention. I will draw on the best of us, not the worst, he said. I will be an ally of the light, not the darkness. Biden focused on the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump, he said, has failed us at his most basic duty to the nation. He's failed to protect us. He's failed to protect America. But damn if his golf game isn't on fleek. Paul? Stupid.
That's awesome. God. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is testifying before Congress to face questions about controversial changes to the United States Postal Service ahead of the 2020 presidential election. DeJoy is speaking with the Senate Homeland Security Committee after he vowed to suspend USPS operational changes until after the election. The postmaster tried to push the envelope, but his message was undeliverable. Senators suggest DeJoy put in a change of address because his comments were neither certified nor registered and should be returned to sender. Because of the hearing, some people believe President Trump will go postal. Chris?
Dude, that one has my stamp of approval.
Thank you.
Yes. The death toll from wildfires raging across California has risen to at least 5 after a flurry of hundreds of lightning strikes ignited some 600 new fires in the northern part of the state. Tens of thousands of people had to evacuate their homes and go to shelters despite the risk of coronavirus infections after California recorded 600,000 confirmed infections. Wow. Experts predict these tragedies tragedies are likely to be followed by swarms of locusts, water turning into blood, and the deaths of all firstborn children. Paul?
Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
You know what to expect now. Uber and Lyft will no longer be immediately suspending service in California after being granted a temporary reprieve. The ride-sharing companies have threatened to shut down in the state this week after a judge recently ordered them to classify their drivers as employees rather than independent contractors, saying they were likely violating state law. This came shortly after Lyft confirmed its suspension of rideshare operations in California was imminent. A spokesman for Sunshine Cab, Mr. Louis DePalma, said this was an opportunity to make some money and plans on getting Rieger, Nardo, and even Reverend Jim out there to pick up some passengers. Chris?
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. Nobody under 50 is going to get that one, but I love it.
Thanks.
The Kansas City Chiefs said that after speaking with a group of local leaders from diverse American Indian backgrounds and experiences, the team has decided to prohibit fans from donning headdresses or Native American-themed face paint at Arrowhead Stadium home games. The organization is also reviewing the Arrowhead Chop, action that is performed by fans. In July, the Washington Redskins retired its name after years of complaints that the moniker was offensive to Native Americans. They have since announced they will be changing their name to the Combination Skins, will be sponsored by Biore, and have an extracted blackhead as their mascot. Paul?
You know,
it's the worst
that's
ever.
That's great. God. And finally,
oh,
in 3 years, QAnon spread from the dark edges of the internet to mainstream social networks, and the social networks did little to stop it from happening. Now Facebook and Twitter are trying to crack down. What was once a fringe conspiracy theory has now been openly endorsed by some congressional candidates with a real shot of winning and complimented by the President of the United States. The rise of this new generation of aspiring politicians pose a significant new challenge for social media companies that have been vowed to limit harmful content. In response, Bigfoot, D.B. Cooper, and that little green guy from Area 51 said, "Those QAnon people are freaking nuts!"
Hey-o!
Oh. And that is Headlines and Predictions.
Yes, boy, we did a great job there.
Hey, people listen to us from all over the world.
Yeah.
Right now.
True. That's actually true.
In Rome, they're like, huh?
Yeah.
But let me say something to my Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City Chiefs, in addition to, or based on your story, they're looking at, they don't want people to wear Indian, not Indian, Native American caricature type costumes.
Right.
They don't want to do the chop. Now, some are already upset by that.
Right. I've seen the posts.
Here's what I want to say to them. Shut up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know this.
That's
but
a
the
simple
Red,
message.
But the Redskins had to change their whole name.
Yeah.
Could you maybe compromise a little bit so they have to change the whole name of the Chiefs?
We don't have to change the name.
Okay, shut up. Don't wear your I don't know, headdress.
Yeah. Right.
Just cool it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's fair.
I mean, what we should be doing now is just putting that, you know, that headband on and then making your hair all fussy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Patrick Mahomes.
Like
thing,
the Mahomes,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just that's our new headdress.
There you go. Yeah,
and
that's a good
solutions.
Idea.
Solutions?
Yep.
We offer solutions.
Wonder what will happen with war paint.
Well, war paint now comes out and a cowgirl.
Right. Rides her.
You know, is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
War paint, is that a Native American name? War paint? I don't know.
I don't know.
I always liked war paint.
I don't know. I just want football to be on TV again.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Now, I don't know if you heard, too, that the Chiefs, they have 17,000 to 22,000 people in the stadium.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have any cash.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to limit what you can get.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to go to the game because there's going to be less people there and less traffic.
Yep, you might be able to get out in less than 2 hours after mm-hmm. a game. Yeah. Spread out a little bit.
Yeah. But I think maybe I can just enjoy the games on the TV.
That's what I'm going to be doing. Yeah, high-def television, my own comfy couch.
Yeah.
Please.
Speaking of comfy couch, what do you got going on for next week, Chris?
So next week, man, I hope I don't upset the listening audience too much. So Friday, I take off for Colorado.
What?
I'm going to get away for a little over a week. So it's very likely that I won't be around for shows, not only next week, but the following week as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Super excited to get away. Of course, disappointed to miss the show because it's a highlight of my week. But, man, I'm needing a change of scenery. So we've got a secluded little cabin thing near Pike's Peak.
Neat.
We're going to bring our own food. And
you and the missus.
Just me and the missus. All the kids are doing their school things and whatnot. So we're going to take, you know, wine and food and whatever. And we've got this little cabin and it's got a hot tub on the back that faces Pike's Peak. And we're going to hike. And
you're just going to be at that place for a whole week.
Well, we're going to be there half the week.
Uh-huh.
So like Saturday through Wednesday. And then we go to Garden of the Gods Resort, which is like a spa kind of thing.
So kind of roughing it a little bit and then.
And then more of the. You know,
pampering.
Probably get a massage.
Yeah.
They've got a hot spring pool. We'll probably spend time in there. They've got some kind of an infinity pool that looks out over Garden of the Gods.
Longtime Chris and Paul fans know that you and I both like a steam.
Oh, we love a steam.
Are you going to get yourself a steam?
Oh, you bet I'm going to get myself a steam. Good. Yeah. Good. I'm going to put on my bathrobe and I'm going to walk over to the steam place. And yeah.
Will you be with the one you love or... Will it be with your wife?
I'll probably love the one I'm with.
Okay,
you know?
Fair enough.
Yes, what about you, man?
I think my anxiety and coping of overeating will continue this week because it's the Republican convention.
Yeah.
I am telling myself right now I'm not going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
The other voice in my head is saying, yeah, you're going to watch it.
Yeah,
you're
I agree with that other voice. Yeah.
Shut up. Just watch it. And scream to the television. And maybe I'll put together a special, you missed this on the Republican convention.
Let me ask you this about it. I just read this morning that Trump has decided he's going to speak at all four nights of the convention. What do you think of that approach as opposed to the Democratic convention where Biden just spoke that last night?
So there's a couple things here. That's a great question.
Thanks.
First, I think that... is not going to grow more people voting for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually going to backfire, I think. But with that said, he's had the most consistent public approval of anybody. It's always a 42%.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that he always, his base, will love it.
Yeah.
They will love it that he's on every single night.
Yep.
Okay? But he's not going to grow anything. But he never has.
Right.
So, when I sit there and go, oh, that'll backfire, it'll be bad. No, it won't. It'll be exactly the same. People who are against him aren't going to vote for him because he's on more.
Right.
People who are for him aren't going to be mad that he's on more.
No.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah.
So, he probably should. Here's my recommendation, if he was my friend. Just talk. You be the only one that talks, dude. Go for it. Just take it over. You're probably going to lose. Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
You took over a party that Abraham Lincoln started. You did some stuff, man. Your name will always be known. Just go on a highlight, you know. Maybe one night do some stand-up, second night play a ukulele, whatever you want to do. Just go for it.
Who are you looking forward to most as far as the other speakers? Is it Diamond and Silk, Scott Baio, or the MAGA hat kid?
I actually am looking forward to the gun, St. Louis gun people.
Oh, yeah, the gun couple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who were so scared of people walking down the street, they had to go out and hold their gun in a very unsafe manner.
Did you say a scared?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's people walking down the street. So what? That doesn't concern us. They're black. I'm a scared. I'm going to go hold my gun wrong.
Yeah. She didn't look like she was holding it correctly.
No. You know what?
She's no Angie Dickinson.
No. If you really were that afraid, wouldn't you just like go lock the door?
I know. I would.
And then maybe hold your gun at the door if someone came in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no.
Well,
so anyway, I'm looking forward to them.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, I cannot wait to hear your take on all this. I'm kind of sad I'll be in Colorado. I'll have to hear it afterwards, but.
Now, as we were talking about before, we don't have guest hosts. If you're not here, we're not doing the show, but okay. Maybe it will be just a special RNC review by Paul.
Oh, that would be fun.
And probably what I should do is record it and never have anyone listen to it. Yes. Or, because I think if it came out, it would be used as, this is why we're putting you away, Dad. This is it. This is why we're finally putting you in the finest facility.
Listen to this, Dad. You are unhinged.
You have lost it. No, I'm not. Here's a judge. Here's evidence for that. Okay, so I was going to play Riding the Storm Out.
Yeah, okay.
But
by REO Speedwagon?
Because I got to ride the storm out of the Republican convention. I just thought it was too negative. Then I heard a song that is joyous that I want to play.
Oh, okay.
And so let's just stop the show already. Go ahead.
All right. You want me to read the close here?
Yes, please.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul. Since you loved the program, please rate and review the podcast on your favorite podcast distributor. We'd love to hear from you, so contact us at 913-735-0060 or at pastweeknextweek@gmail.com. And join the Past Week, Next Week Facebook page. Also, make sure you listen to all the great programs on KCTK Radio and our partners, Delmarva Talk Radio, Awakens Radio, and Good Talk Radio. Plus, support our sponsor by picking up some Ranger Rob pet poopy bags. On behalf of Paul, I'm Chris saying goodbye.
And on behalf of Chris, I want to play Sing, Sing, Sing by Benny Goodman.
Oh, wow.
And this is kind of a live version, kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
So enjoy your next week.
You're going on the way back here.
Such a cool song, man.
Yeah. Man, look at Cubby go there.
Gene Krupa. Cubby. Now, I always, every time I listen to the song, I think it's so joyous and fun.
Uh-huh.
It's so cool. And then I think, they were rocking this in the 30s, man.
Yeah.
You don't think your grandparents rocked out, and they did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that guy with the licorice whip. Man.
Well, see, here's the problem with that.
That cat can play.
Well, they had to throw in the clarinet because Benny Goodman played the clarinet.
Oh, okay.
So he had to be like, watch this.
Yeah.
Okay, boss.
And you know how old people like hate the current music, whatever it is. I remember learning about this era, and for a while, people were saying that the saxophone was the devil's instrument, and it just hasn't changed.
Well,
you know?
jazz and swing was just a terrible, terrible music.
Yeah.
And to me, I always thought that, the rock and roll was invented in the 50s, and it's crazy. This is rock and roll, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah, and it's fun. God, that drummer is fun to watch.
Yeah, isn't he cool?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at him go. They're all wearing scarves like they're Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, so that was it. That was it, folks. And there's the great Gene Krupa, and he is saying goodbye to us. So have a great week, everybody.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, really.
This has been a KCTK production, produced by Paul Lavoda. If you want more information about this content, then you have some real weirdness going on. You can always check out KCTK Radio on Facebook. Listen to live programs at kctkradio.com. Yes, and that is on the World Wide Web. Thank you.